This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I mean, the Yankees very rarely lose a player that they desperately want to get in helping negotiate this. You just knew that they were going to do whatever it took and pay whatever it had to be to keep Aaron Judge.
As much as Judge was aggravated with Brian Cashman for leaking that original offer, Kay said all along that Hal Steinbrenner was personally involved with this negotiation.
Hal Steinbrenner got on the phone with Judge and he said, I got to ask you one more time, do you want to be a Yankee? And Judge said, that's all I've ever wanted.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I mean, he's one of the best hitters on the planet.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, and let's roll in the 6 o'clock hour. Time for a little Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And DiPietro and Rothenberg, as always, presented by Progressive Insurance. So before we got off on the tangent of Raymond's love life, or lack thereof, Michael Kay, we teased it. We talked about how important he is to you. He's on your Mount Rushmore. He might be outside of your two childhood friends and your immediate family. It then is Michael Kay.
He's right there, yep.
And you see him, what, like once, twice a year maybe?
No, probably more than that. It's not that I see him. I speak to him.
How often do you talk to him on the phone?
Are we including text messages?
No, talk to him on the phone.
Oh, I would say probably once every 2 weeks.
That's not that all that often. So
I don't speak to. I mean, I haven't spoke to Pete or Such on the phone in months.
Yeah, but those are your guys.
Well, Kay's my guy. So if I need something, I text them. I mean, we're back and forth with text. How many people make phone calls now anyway?
It's just weird.
It's not weird. You don't.
He's
get
old
it.
Enough. He's old enough to be your father.
I relate better with older, more mature people.
But he's not mature.
He is, though.
No, stop it. Listen, you can say a lot of things about him. He's not mature.
His good palate guy. Isn't. His palate is not.
No, he's
he does not have a sophisticated.
All right, forget. I don't want to do this. I don't do this.
Oh, because it makes you jealous. That's fine.
No,
but I told
not
you.
It makes me jealous because it's childish. The fact that you're in love with Michael Kay makes no sense.
It doesn't have to make sense.
If he
Sherry's
was
in love, Sherry's in love with you. Does that
yeah,
make sense?
So?
Well, does it make sense to anybody?
Yeah, but at least we're similar of age. At least we spend time together. We have similar interests. You have nothing in common with this man.
I have so much in common.
Nothing.
Sense of humor is exactly the same. I have so much in common.
Absolutely nothing in common.
I love the man.
Just admit it doesn't make sense.
To you, it doesn't.
And also admit that if he wasn't a big celebrity, you would have no interest in him.
Oh, that's not true.
Of course it is.
It's not true at all.
Because you know what? You see a cash cow. You see something
at the end. Why do I need a cash cow? What do I need a cash cow for?
No, but you see, he's a cash cow with information. That's why you log on to him. So
I don't need any information. What information do I need?
Glom right onto him.
Oh, my God.
That's
I don't
what
need
you,
any information.
He has insight to the Yankees. Michael said
I'm not
this
even a Yankees fan.
Yeah, but you like the information.
No, I don't.
You thrive on information.
I do love information.
Yeah, exactly. See, now I know what it's all about. All right, here's your best friend. About the timeline with Aaron Judge and the Yankees.
In all the phone calls I made, this is how it broke down. Judge flew into San Diego last night. For 2 months, he had planned to be at that Buccaneer game. That was not a photo op to have him take a picture with Brady and have him in the news as negotiations were going on. That was planned for 2 months. It was also planned that after that game, he and his wife Samantha were flying to Hawaii for their anniversary. Now, he decided when he left Tampa, we should stop in San Diego, check in with the Giants, check in with the Yankees, see where everything's going on. He had a stopover for about 4 hours. While he was there, the Padres got involved and made their monster offer. That's when Hal Steinbrenner got on the phone. Hal Steinbrenner and his family are in Italy. He's been in constant contact throughout. And he got on the phone with Judge and he said, I got to ask you one more time. Do you want to be a Yankee? And Judge said, that's all I've ever wanted. But this is the offer we have right now. And he gave him the giant offer and they're at 9 years. And Hal said to him, if I go to 9 years at 360, are you going to be a Yankee? He said yes. And for the longest time, he and Hal Steinbrenner have met. They met twice behind closed doors in Tampa in the last month, at which point each time Hal Steinbrenner told Aaron Judge, We are getting this done. I am not letting you sign with another team. You will be a Yankee. That is my quest. It's not going to happen that you go anywhere else.
Wow. That's some story, huh?
That's a great story. And it's, listen, I mean, it's no surprise. I mean, if that was the case the entire time, the only reason that he wouldn't have been a Yankee is because he just had this draw, this pull to playing for the Giants because that was his childhood team. That him and his wife and his family, like, he wanted to just, that was what it was. He wanted to be a Giant.
Right. But boy, this became very dramatic for really seemingly no reason if the Yankees were always his first goal and priority.
Well, if the Yankees were willing to meet whatever, I mean, that again, I mean, I said this yesterday. I mean, a lot of people always look at it as, you know, the Yankees is a team that players use. Or, you know, the big market teams they use because they want to be able to drive the offer of the other teams up that they want to go to. Like, if he always wanted to be a Yankee, what better way to get them, I mean, to where he wants to go than use the Giants?
He used the Giants, and he used them very effectively, too.
And then he ends up using the Padres because now it looks like he took less money. So now he's a hero.
A conquering hero who every Yankee fan will love unless he's bad in the postseason, and then they'll you know, boom.
Well, especially now because he's making 40 a season.
But he's their guy.
That doesn't matter. They boo anybody.
Oh, anybody.
Anybody. So
they boo Jeter.
Everyone gets what they want. Could you imagine being hell though on like this beautiful, beautiful vacation in Italy, and you get the news that Judge is signing with the Giants?
At least you're in Italy.
Talk about ruining a vacation, though.
I mean, you know what would have happened? Hal would have become public enemy number one.
Destroyed.
Because he was booed at Yankee Stadium last year.
Up to that point, the biggest signing was Cashman getting a 4-year deal. The people were upset about.
You know when they have like the articles in the paper? Big additions, big subtractions. What's the Yankees' big addition?
Big news! Jazz hands!
Cashman, 4 years.
Yankees fans would have lost their minds.
That's our big offseason signing. All right, let's get to these callers now. Let's go to Lou in Brooklyn. Hi, Lou. You're on 98.7 ESPN, buddy.
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, first off, congratulations on your time slot upgrade. No, but I'm going to miss you guys in the 5 o'clock hour.
Well,
but, I think you guys should go full 8 hours. I think you should go 5 to 1.
8 hours? Five to one?
Rick and Dave. All day Rick and Dave.
I mean, Rick loves hearing himself talk more than anybody I've ever met. He would probably sign on for that. That's too much for me.
I'm good with it. I'll listen to Rick ramble all day.
But you admit that he rambles, right?
I mean, but it's good rambling, you know. Better than, you know. Listen, he rambles better than some other people on the.
Oh, I think he's a tremendous talent, but I think the word rambling would be very accurate in his description of him. Yes.
Listen, I'm very excited today. I was very, nervous. I thought for sure Judge was leaving, and to get that notification that he was staying, that was big. You know, I know a lot of people calling up about the contract and the years and the money, but it's like, you know, you still feel like, oh, we're still the Yankees because we kept our guy, and he's not just a guy, he's the guy, and you don't want to be like, you know, I hate to like pounce on the Knicks, I'm a Knicks fan. But, like, a lot of stars don't want to – like, a lot of people don't want to go to the Knicks. And I felt like if Judge left, you kind of start to get that where it's not cool to go to the Yankees or they lost their guy or something, or you're only going to come here for money. And so keeping Judge, I really felt great. I was like, wow, we're still the Yankees. This is like – it was an amazing feeling. But I also – they have to do a little more. They need to, like, upgrade this team. But we did win 99 games last year. And while you might say the team is not better than Houston, you have a chance if people can stay healthy. And it is not do or die in this offseason. You can make moves later on before the season starts. During season, they can make trades. So, like, if we don't go out and spend, you know, $500 million this offseason, it is not the end of the world. Now, they do have to bring back, you know, like a Benintendi or get somebody like him, a Nimmo, Benintendi, or, you know, Brantley, whatever the move is, add some pitching, shore up the bullpen a little bit more because we did lose some veterans. But you do have a good team. You can compete.
Of course they're a good team, Lou. Lou, no, and thanks for the call. No one has ever said they're not a good team, and no one has ever said they're not going to compete. But that's not about being a good team and competing when you're the Yankees and you have this kind of payroll and this kind of expectation. You need to win the whole thing. And you haven't even been in the series to potentially win the whole thing in a very long time. And that needs to change.
But I don't think, like, to his earlier point, though, like trying to compare the, you know, the Knicks and then all of a sudden that the Yankees lose Aaron Judge. I don't think that's a fair comparison at all.
I don't think you compare the Knicks to the Yankees at
all.
Well,
no, because, I mean, the reason why stars don't want to come to the Knicks is because they're poorly run, and you don't, like, you can't, it's tough to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Like, that there's going to be, like, that it's, I'm gonna take all the slings and arrows and the boos and the back pages, and the payoff is not going to be a championship. When you sign with the Yankees, you know, because they're well run and that they're always competitive, that you're going to have, like, you can see it.
You're going to be there every year.
There's a real chance I can win a World Series.
Right, whether you get over the hurdle or not, you know, they haven't done that in a long time, but you're going to be there every single year. And that's Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. We continue along with the phones, 1-800-919-3776. Bry, I like this guy very much, and he's now like a daily. Brian in Millburn. Good morning, Bry.
Hey, good morning. Hey, let me tell you something. Yesterday, I got a Christmas gift. I'm 44 years old. I don't believe in Christmas, but yesterday, I believed in Santa. I got Judge. I am so ecstatic. I love him so much. Well, besides, another thing I want to say, that picture of you in Newsday, yo, I Googled a picture of you, right, Dave?
Yeah.
You got a beautiful picture with you and your wife at a table, like at a wedding or something. Probably back in the day when I first met or got married. I mean, what kind of pictures are they finding of you, bro?
I don't know. I mean, there
I don't
are
know. Crazy.
Beautiful photos of me that exist, and they use this awful, fat, just terrible photo. I don't know, Brian. I don't have the answer for you.
All right, one more point. The caller before just said about the Knicks and the Yankees. First of all, he don't know what he's talking about. The real reason why people wouldn't want to come to Yankees is because the pinstripes are heavy. It comes with a lot to be a Yankee. So if you got somebody like Judge who can hit 62 home runs and take the slings and arrows at the same time, there's no doubt you got to keep him. The only thing they need to change now is people in the organization telling Cashman that Donaldson and the other guy was good. You need to get rid of him. You need to get rid of, not really Cashman, but whoever analytically looking at numbers or whatever's going on, they got to go.
Well, thanks for the call. I don't know how you do that, though. I don't know how you just move on from Josh Donaldson, Rick.
Well, I don't think you just move on. I mean, it would be great if you could, but, I mean, it's not going to just be, hey, you want Josh Donaldson, okay, you can have him. It's going to be, what can we attach to Josh Donaldson to get rid of the
All right,
the money?
So what would you attach? How badly are you willing to get rid of Josh Donaldson that you would attach what to him?
Well, it depends on how much money I want to spend. Like, I mean, what's my cap? Like, what's my spending limit? Because there are still things, I mean, there are things that need to be done.
I think they're pretty much done with their bullpen, though.
Okay, but you're still looking to, I don't know what they, how much confidence they have with Cabrera being your full-time left fielder.
I think you need a left field. I mean, listen, who's your center fielder? Is Hicks your everyday center fielder now?
No, Bader is.
All right.
You got
but he's in a contract year too.
Well, you got him for this year, but he's in a full, you have a full year of him.
Right.
And he was
so what
great
are you doing
there in
Hicks?
And he was great in the post. He's done.
So you don't think he'll play for the Yankees again?
Well, no, I mean, I think he probably, I don't think if you can move him, you'd move him. You'd like to get that $10 million off your books.
They do have a lot of dead weight on this team, huh?
Well, you lost some of it. I mean, Chapman's gone. Britton's money's off. But you just signed Judge to a humongous contract.
A whopper. It is a whopper. Let's go to Kenny in Jersey. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great. What do you got?
Hey, this is for Rick. Hey, Rick, wouldn't you have liked to see our owner come in and step in and put gum in the works and made some astronomical offer to for Judge and just mess everything up? Because as a Mets fan,
but,
I would love
how
to
much,
see him do that.
Oh, here's the thing, though, Kenny. Like, how much more astronomical is the offer going to be than San Diego's 10 years, $400
million? 410. I don't know. I mean, just anything. Just to mess things up
like,
a little bit.
It sounds like he had Steve Cohen had an agreement with Hal that he wasn't going to get involved with Judge.
Which I don't like at all.
I don't either.
Isn't that like collusion or something?
Yes,
that's
that
the definition of collusion.
That's exactly
that's what
that
collusion is.
Is
I mean,
yes.
You can't do that. Why would Cohen do that? I mean, what is he, an inside Yankee fan or something?
I think that
he
Hal
don't
Steinbrenner.
Even know that
I think
we hate the Yankees.
I think Hal Steinbrenner was very helpful in Steve Cohen getting voted in as an owner.
Now, is this a one? Thanks for the call, Kenny. Is this now a one time? All right, I won't get involved in Judge, or is this I won't ever get involved in someone that we really want that you also really want?
Well, I think this is a special occasion, though.
Okay, well,
the
you
judge
know,
is different
I,
than
listen,
everybody else.
Listen, a one-off, fine. If this is now a we'll never get into a bidding war against you, no, that is not okay.
No, that's not going to be the case at all. Because the Yankees, I mean, the Yankees have met with Brandon Nimmo.
Well, so the Yankees aren't holding up to their end of the bargain then.
Well, is Brandon Nimmo Aaron Judge?
No, but he's still a pretty good player.
No, he's a really good player, but it's, I mean, that's different, though. That's a different level.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
This is, you know what he's doing here, Rick. And I'm all for it. He's taking a huge shot at you.
That was an offensive comment that the caller made. I love that he loves me, but I mean, I don't know if rambling is nice.
No, no,
to
he
say.
Said he enjoys Rick's ramblings. In fact, someone called in and said your nickname should be Ramblin' Rick.
Maybe I don't talk. Maybe that's I just.
Oh, here we go.
Part.
So now you're
this
me.
This is not a shot. This is not a shot.
Now you're me. Were you so sensitive that you just shut it down?
We just got done talking about how he needs constant support, and you know,
I didn't say constant. I said occasional.
No, you said baby me.
Occasionally.
It's pretty much constant. Let's be real.
Oh.
Well, that's it.
No. You're not Dave. You're not Dave. Do not do this.
You know why? Why do you have to baby him so much? Oh, you're not Dave. Why in babying him do you have to belittle me?
Because I don't need him threatening to walk off the show because he might actually do it if he makes that threat.
That's true. I'm a professional, though. I thought I had you on my side, and now it's clear I don't.
You do have me on your side.
No, not really.
Just for what? Special occasions? Physical holidays?
When you need me.
He needs you now, it sounds like.
I mean, this is when I needed you.
Again, this was supposed to be support. Don't let him twist.
How is that with rambling, man?
Guy calls in, says he's a rambling talk show host. And now you play rambling man, and he's supposed to look at that as a nicety?
That's supposed to be a negative.
Well, okay.
Well, what is it then?
I mean, really, listen, I love the song. I'm here for it. I love the Allman Brothers. But
you're a
really,
big Allman Brothers guy?
Yes. How is that not a negative?
I thought he would get a kick out of it.
And that's what he, you know what, that's the power that he has. He can express himself through song during the show. It's remarkable.
It's one of his many gifts that he doesn't use to his advantage.
Yeah. Like he could be a
Which
ladies
should,
man, and he's not.
But I guess he does, but we just don't, he won't tell us about it.
But
you can be completely naked, do whatever you want.
If he doesn't tell us, is it really happening?
That's right. That's how I feel.
Right? It's not truly really happening.
I just want a taste. I just want a little taste. A little nibble.
Yeah. Sound like a mouse. If we're going to use a nibble soundbite, it's going to be that.
That's a num num. That was a nibble.
Just a little nibble, like a piece of cheese.
A little bite. I wish we were on TV for that one. If people could have saw
that was a good one, right?
Oh,
hands were flying all over the place.
Man, tongue was out.
That's the evidence that the simulcast needs to happen.
I mean, it was
right
all
there.
Over the place.
Listen, we're working in baby steps. Step number one, 6 to 10.
Oh,
step number
yeah.
two, let us work on it.
Hey, here's the thing,
hot sheet take.
Here's the thing, though. We'll get this done eventually, and we'll be on TV, and RJ will be on TV, and Raymond will be on TV, and of the four of us, Raymond will be the only one that doesn't use the fact that he's on TV at all.
I don't know if a Micah White, why are you playing that there?
He doesn't even know at this point.
How did that drop even make sense to go in there?
I don't know. I was just rolling with it.
It's a great drop, though.
I'm not denying the greatness of the drop, but it didn't make sense there.
Probably not, but it made me laugh. It made me giggle.
I'm glad it did.
Okay, then mission accomplished.
DiPietro Rothenberg, as always, presented by Progressive Insurance. So, Knicks, that was easy last night. That was tidy last night. That was wonderful last night. And I'm here for a lot more of that.
Yeah, that's what you want to see. That's two straight at home now. I mean, that's two games where you held. I mean, you held Cleveland under 90 and you held Atlanta under 90. I mean, Atlanta's been held. That's the second game all season.
You see what Atlanta was from three last night?
Horrendous. Yes. Yeah. Atlanta from three last night was 6 of 36.
6 of 36.
That's right.
And that is just, that is horrible is what
it's
it
awful.
Is.
And it, listen, I mean, Murray played 3.5 minutes. He left the game. You had no Hunter. And you had no, you had one more. You're missing three starters, which doesn't help. That hurts quite a bit. And Collins, and you didn't have Collins.
John Collins.
And remember last time they played him, Murray went career high, 36.
Yeah. Well, he was great that game at the Garden.
And I think it made a difference. I mean, Hunter defensively with, you know, on Julius Randle with Capella, now that causes problems. But Julius from the get-go, I mean, first quarter he had 13, 3 of 3 from 3. It's the kind of aggressiveness you want to see. I mean, that was a game, too, where Brunson wasn't good. Brunson had 8 points. Brunson was 2 of 14 last
Oh, he
week.
Was terrible. But the thing is, even, and that was one of the very few games where he has not been very good, but even when he's not good offensively, like, there's just a calming factor with him handling the basketball.
Yes, which is how it's supposed to look. And, like, that's the amount of effort it's going to take. And the sooner they recognize it, the better off.
Maybe they do. Here's Julius Randle after the game saying, if we play defense like that, we're going to win a heck of a lot of games.
That's two straight games of holding teams under 100, so that's always going to be a recipe for success. And as long as we continue to do that, take pride in the defensive end, we play well offensively all year, so we'll continue to stack up wins like these.
All right, so there you have it, right? We're a pretty good offensive team. If we play good defense, we now win games. We know the recipe. Let's go take care of business.
Well, we know the recipe, and the coach is telling you what the recipe has to be with how he's using his guys now.
You know who I like? Who do I like? You know me.
Ducey. You like Ducey?
Yeah. He's good.
How could you not?
He's good. And I like that they've shortened this rotation. And it sounds like Cam Reddish is on his last legs here.
But dude, Ducey played 27 last night.
He's good.
Well, because he plays hard, man.
He plays defense. He plays hard. He shoots the ball. He's good. He's a good player.
I saw a stat the other day going into one of the shows, and it was talking about, like, it had all these different analytics for offense and defense and everything else. And they said that it pretty much showed that the biggest impediment to the Knicks actually being good was they don't finish the defensive possession. Is they'll get you to miss your shot, but they're not getting the rebound to end the possession. And last night they had 42 defensive rebounds.
Mitchell Robinson. And here's the thing, and this is why it's, like, so exciting and so debilitating at the same time. When he's not in foul trouble, and he's actually on the court, which is not all that often, is a difference maker on the glass. He can't score. He has little offensive game, but boy, can he change a game with his rebounding prowess.
And that's why you paid him.
And that's why
you
paid him.
And it helps when Julius has 17 rebounds as well.
I will say this, though. The more I watch this team, the more I will tell you that R.J. Barrett is never going to be the guy with Julius Randle on this team.
Here's the thing, though. Julius, apparently, and I was listening to this on Bart and Hahn, they had R.J. Barrett on, and they asked that question. Can you, like, I mean, how is it with Julius Randle? Because Julius seems to be the alpha. Like, how's that relationship? He said, like, they sit together on the plane. Like, they're tight.
I don't care how tight they are. On the court, clearly there is a balance of power, and Julius Randle's team.
It hasn't meshed well. I mean, he didn't shoot. It was another night. I mean, he shot 30% last night.
I mean, it's every night. And every time he goes up for a three now, you're like, oh, here we go. But I'll tell you what, something is broken with Atlanta. Really broken.
Well, but I mean, they lost. I mean, they didn't have three of their starters.
I get it. But there's a disconnect with Trae Young and Nate McMillan. Like, something is really broken there.
I hate that team. That is the top of my list of teams I hate the most.
In the NBA, it's the top of the list.
It might be sports.
No. Are you crazy?
I despise
you crazy. Are nuts. You hate them more than you hate the Cowboys?
Oh, why would I hate the Cowboys?
Because they're the Cowboys.
Yeah, but I don't.
The Eagles? I don't. The really Flyers?
Hate the Flyers.
The Rangers?
Hate the Rangers.
No, I think I walk that right back.
No, I said they're on the list. They're up there.
No,
I hate those teams
no,
more.
No, I don't like
I hate the Phillies.
The Nets?
Despise the Braves. I can't stand that.
The Patriots?
It's a long list. It's a long list. Basketball, NBA-wise, they're at the top of the list.
Nets or Hawks, who do you dislike more?
Probably right now at this moment, the Hawks.
Really?
I can't stand Trae Young. I like Kevin Durant.
You can't like Kyrie, though.
No, no. I like Kevin Durant, though. There's nothing about Atlanta that I like.
So there's nothing about – like, you like Nate McMillan?
No, I was actively cheering every time the laziest name in the history of sports, Bogdan Bogdanovich, missed the three.
It's not his fault that's his name.
Oh, come on. I mean, that's just laziness.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
They beat Cleveland, which is a really good win. Cleveland offensively was bad in that game. They win last night. Atlanta, your most hated team in the NBA right now. Have they turned a corner in your mind? Are you a little more believing in the Knicks, or is this kind of fool's gold here?
I don't think it's fool's gold. I think I would. I mean, to fully buy it, I'd have to see a little more. I mean, last two games were good.
Yeah, very good.
That's what you want to see, but it has to be. I mean, they've been the definition of inconsistency. So, I mean, I need to see more consistency before I'm fully bought in that they've completely turned a corner here. Well, they're still trying.
So what does that mean? Like, what do you need to see? Like
consistency.
8-2?
No,
like just every day the defense shows up. Like, what defines what you need to see?
Yes, they have to. Like, we've said this for most of the season leading up to this point. Like, what is this team? What's their identity? And in the last two games, you've seen what you expected them to be. The defense, the effort. Like, that's what this team has to be if they want to win consistently. And it's two games. That's not a big enough sample size. They've been trying to figure things out. They've been trying to figure out what works, what doesn't, what rotations work, what doesn't, you know, what don't. Like, I mean, at the beginning of the season, Cam Reddish was getting tons of run. Now he's not. Derek
he's
Rose
on the
is
outs.
Out of the
he's not gonna be. He's not gonna be here for long.
It looks like Quentin Grimes is starting to actually get his game back in order.
You know, I was thinking about this last night. And again, this is a positive conversation. I want to keep it that way. I mean, Leon Rose. He frustrates me to no end. I'm saddled with Evan Fournier, and Nerlens Noel. I mean, some of these signings are they're egregious.
Well, they've been bad, yeah. Kemba.
Ugh.
He doesn't even play now. I mean, Fournier, he doesn't take his...
Well, it's not even an option, right?
No.
But you're paying him.
Yeah, you're paying him. That's right.
When you're paying a guy to not play, that's really bad. Oh, by the way, very quietly, have you seen what the Nets have started to do? You take away all the distraction, that is a really talented basketball team.
It is. It is. And more importantly, and you saw it down the stretch last night, is that you still... I mean, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are two of the best players in the league. They scored the Nets last 15 points.
Well, because they're elite.
Exactly.
Now,
right.
It's a win against Charlotte, and that's not, you know, overly impressive, but they've played really good basketball lately.
They're 5-1 on the homestand.
Yeah.
But this is why it always becomes such a big story with them, though, is because you see how talented those two guys are and what this team is capable of being. Like, Stephen A. Smith picked this team to be in the NBA Finals.
Well, why do you think they endure all the headache that goes along with Kyrie Irving? Because when he's focused and he's right and he's playing and Durant is involved, this is what it can look like.
Yeah, because you know what? At their best, what it can be. Unfortunately for them, with all the distractions going around and everything else, it's tough to be at your best all the time. They had 73 points in the first half last night.
They're offensively elite is what they are.
Oh, those two are amazing, man. I mean, KD hit a couple big shots down the stretch. They cut it to one, and then he hits that. They cut it to one again, and he hits that big three. Kyrie had 12 in the fourth. Yeah, like, I don't know. It's just, I really believe in the culture and the chemistry and all that stuff inside of a locker room if you're trying to win a championship, and I still don't know how long that lasts.
No, I'm not there. Like, maybe they've turned a corner. Maybe they're going to, you know, cruise their way into the postseason. Maybe they'll be relevant, but they're not going to compete for a title in my mind. I'm nowhere near that conversation.
No, but that's ultimately what they're trying to do here, because this could be the last year of it.
Because it's still, like, if they win a round and bow out to, I don't know, Milwaukee in round two, are you going to look at Brooklyn and be like, oh, that was a good year? No.
No.
Brooklyn's got to win the whole thing.
No, and listen, I mean, Joe Harris is coming back. Like, he's got to figure it out, and I think he will. Seth Curry had a big night last night. He had 20. They can score. It's just, again, will they play defense?
So they've gotten themselves, they're 7-3 in their last 10. They've gotten themselves to 14-12 right now. And just to show you how bad the Eastern Conference is, 14-12 is good enough for the fourth spot.
That's wild, isn't it?
I mean, you don't have to be great at the moment to be a legitimate playoff team.
You know,
like a home court advantage playoff team is two games over 500 right now.
You know what's amazing about sports, just in general? and I'm sure you see this with your kids too, is there is such an emphasis now put on the skill of whatever sport it is that you play. It's all about skills. They have a skills coach. It's all like you got to work on with hockey. It's the skating. It's the shooting. It's the stick hand. And no one ever learns actually how to play the game. Like you heard, I mean, Tortorella said it the other day. It's young, stupid hockey. It's like just they don't like it's you're so focused on all the talent, all the skill stuff involved is that you don't really know how to play. Like you do all these things great, but I mean, you don't really know how to actually play the game the right way.
Yeah, but isn't that just the youth, right?
Like I think it's different now. But I think that's what's being taught now, though. And these kids are amazing, like skill wise. They step in, and it's incredible what they can do. It's just that they don't really know. Like,
well,
they
you know what else? It is also like when you look at the NBA. So many of these guys don't have the like original how they would get good, right? Like some of them come in at 18 or 19, and the talent is there, but they're not matured into what they need to be. They don't know how to play basketball the right way.
No, right. And then on top of that, like when you get into them, I mean, into a season, it's tall. Like, you're not really practicing anymore. So it's hard to get better at those things.
Yeah, it really is. But yeah, thank God. And the Knicks are they're tough for me because I want to be excited, but I can't let myself go. I've been hurt so many times. Like Rangers win last night, and maybe this is on me. Rangers win, I'm like great win. I watched the first period and a half. I thought they played really really good hockey, and then I wake up to go to the bathroom. I check the score. They win 5-1. I'm thrilled, and I'm like, all right, maybe they've turned the corner with the Knicks. Great win. Right, a team you need to beat. You beat Trae Young. You're happy about that. Defense good. And I'm just like, well, I'm excited. But there's always that caveat because I just can't go all in with this team.
Well, it's because you saw the Rangers get to the Eastern Conference Final. You know what I mean? Like, you've seen it. And they were expected to be a team that could win a Stanley Cup. No one expected the Knicks to win a championship.
So how good, like, realistically, like, optimistically but realistically, how good can it get for the Knicks this year?
You just told me that 14-12 is the 4 seed.
Okay.
Okay, so right now the Knicks are a game under 500.
Right. But they're what? The 9 seed?
I stand by. Like I think they, what did I say, the expectation going in or the hope going in was that they found their way to maybe the 6 seed and didn't have to play in the play-in.
So that's where you are. The 6 seed is something that we should keep circled on our daily planner and aim for that.
I would like to be in a playoff series, not a play-in game.
Right, because right now the sixth seed is Indiana, who's 13-12. Toronto is 13-12 as a 7. Philly, you got to figure they'll get better, is 500 because they've had a ton of injuries. They're 12-12. Knicks are 12-13. But you're not, I mean, Brooklyn's the 4 at 14-12. The Knicks are a game and a half behind Brooklyn at 12-13. You're right there.
Yeah, but here's the other thing, though, too. I mean, and this is, I think this is, you can take advantage of this in the NHL too because you play so many games. It's like if you decide that you're going to bring that kind of intensity every single game, every single night, you can take advantage of some teams that aren't willing to do that.
It wasn't that the kind of the definition of what they were in 2020.
Yes,
when they rolled
everyone loved that team, a terrific season.
Yeah, we're in love with that team because they brought it every night. But that's what they have to do. And if they do that, they'll wind up being a top 5 seed in the Eastern Conference.
You know what excited me about last night, though, for real?
Well, go ahead.
Gave me some real hope is how Quentin Grimes is starting to look.
He looks great.
He's really important to them.
Well, because he's also a two-way player, right?
Exactly.
He's good to defend.
Right.
He can shoot. He's got a lot. Yeah, no, he's a good player. He's a good player.
That excited me.
Well, I don't know how it wouldn't, to be honest with you.
Well, you're just asking me for the exciting things.
No, I'm not poo-pooing what you're saying. I'm echoing what you're saying. I'm not doing what Santiago does where I'm talking down to you. I'm agreeing with you.
I also like the fact that Jalen Brunson did not have a good night and RJ didn't really have a good night and you still found a way.
You didn't find a way. You crushed them.
Yeah.
That's nice. But when you watch that game, when Atlanta went on their 17-0 run, weren't you like, oh, God.
A little bit, yeah.
Here we go again.
Not going to lie.
Here we go. You see the Knicks in the second half? They're the plus minus, way in the minus.
It's not great.
Yeah, they're a bad second half team. All right, let's move ahead. Let's trudge ahead. RJ, observations, and then DHIF.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
This is a knob.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with.
This.
I have you
that don't even know how to play football, all right?
Is also a knob.
That's a clown question, bro.
And these are Knobservations.
And they're brought to you by Jack Pocket. So a topic we haven't touched on much, but provided a lot of knob-worthy moments and a lot of knob-worthy audio. Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, new head coach at Colorado. So, he's a new coach. Word made its way around, leaving Jackson State. Stop by to give the boys a pep talk.
It ain't gonna be no more of the mess that these wonderful fans, the student body, and some of your parents have put up with for probably 2 decades now. I'm coming. And when I get here, it's gonna be changed. So I want y'all to get ready to go ahead and jump in that portal and do whatever you're gonna get. Because the more you jump in, the more room you make. Because we bring kids that are smart, say that, smart.
Smart.
Tough.
Tough.
Fast.
Fast.
Disciplined.
Disciplined.
With character.
Repeating adjectives that will...
I have such a problem with this, and I know Rick loves Deion. I've heard a lot of people destroy him for leaving Jackson State. I don't have an issue with that at all.
No.
He's getting paid. It's the obvious next step. Fine. I have no problem. To sit there in front of those kids and tell them, now, they're not great players. We know that. The program is a laughingstock of college football, but they've tried. And to embarrass them and make them start chanting. You tell them, you won't be here, but now chant with me. I had a real problem with this.
Chant the words of the characteristics of the players that will replace you?
Go start to look into the transfer portal because you're not going to be here.
I'm bringing my luggage, and it's Louis.
Come on, I know you. You had to, and I know you love Deion. You had to have a problem with this.
It's tough because, I mean, he's being honest. He's telling
them
the truth.
But why do you need to do that?
I mean, you have to be transparent, don't you? I mean, isn't that what you do from your coach?
No. Why? You need to sit there and mortify these kids?
Well, I'm just letting you know what's up. This is what's going to happen.
You won't be here.
It kind of feels like he's running like a professional team, but this is a reminder where
your parents have been embarrassed.
Yeah, it is still college.
It is still college, but I mean, he has a recipe that worked at Jackson State. And now he's taking it to Colorado.
So my introductory to you is you will not be here.
He's not lying to you like other college coaches.
Oh, how are you guys defending this?
I don't think it's defending. I think it's not defending. But, I mean, don't you expect, like, it's different to hear it the way that we heard it. But, yeah, a lot of those kids, they're not a good team. I mean, were they 1-11?
No one is debating if they're a good team or not.
Have you seen how many players are now trying to get themselves to Colorado?
I get it, which is great. I don't have a problem with any of the things, but to sit there and tell them that on your introductory press conference and now have them start chanting your mantra of which they won't even be a part of? And they're kids, Rick. They're still kids. They're still college students.
But it's big business, man.
Yeah.
What it is.
I think
it's big business.
DM's.
Some of those kids, maybe the kids that are chanting, some of them may be on the team. You don't know.
Well, I mean, some of them might, but he said you're not going to be here. Transfer portal, people.
No, but I think the worst part of the whole thing was was the more of you that leave, the more space I'll have.
Yeah.
Well, Deion, listen, they work with NIL. There's a lot of recruiting roads you can go, and you can get pretty good fast. I mean, look at USC. They weren't supposed to be good this fast. The transfer portal, Caleb Williams is going to win the Heisman. He'll be back next year.
They have a receiver who's elite also.
Yeah, that they basically paid from Pitt. So look at LSU. Brian Kelly, we all make fun of. Pretty good coach. So
my family.
I tell you what, though, they knocked off Alabama, and they were interesting right till the end of the season.
Right till the end, till they lost to Texas A&M.
I one more year, you give
right
him,
there.
You give him a few more players. I mean, you can get really good really fast.
You guys I'm here with my family.
You're missing my point.
I don't have
an issue with Deion having that as his ultimate game plan. To do it on your introduction and to make the people that are going to lose their jobs and their kids is where I have the problem.
Well, I get your point. I think the rebuttal, though, he wants these kids to leave. He needs to free up that space.
Well, that's my point.
Well, there you go, though.
Well, you can't have a private meeting. Listen, Steve, you're not cutting it here, Colorado.
Football is now, though.
You know how much money's involved? Hey, here's the other thing, too. They asked the AD, and he's like, we don't really have the money for Deion yet, but we'll get it. Don't worry.
So a nice transition, the exact quote from Colorado AD Rick George, two first-name people, can't trust him. We don't have the money yet, but I know we'll have it, so I'm not worried.
What does that mean?
Deion signed a deal with Colorado, 5 years, a little under $30 million, so an average of $5.9 million per year. Coach Prime, Dave, if you didn't like that, you're not going to like this. Mm-hmm. Also, when he met with the media, the assembled media, that was the team he was talking to. So he meets with the assembled media, and it was time to introduce his son.
Where's Shador? Shador? And this is your quarterback, all right? He's going to have to earn it. Don't believe that. He's going to have to earn it.
This sounds like a pep rally. Now, Shador
he's your quarterback.
At Jackson State, threw for 36 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, almost 3,400 yards, and completed 70% of his passes. So
this is either going to be a massive success or blow up like you can only imagine.
I'll be paying attention, though.
Oh, yeah,
he's
will.
Only had success right now.
I hope they succeed.
I do like that, though. Here's your quarterback. He'll have to earn it, but that's your quarterback.
No, but seriously, here he is.
And that's my son.
You got a touchdown at Nets win yesterday over Charlotte by 6. You see Kyrie's shoes?
Yeah, he's a free agent now.
He was dropped by Nike amid all the turmoil earlier in the year. And on one side of his shoe, because his, you know what I didn't know? His brand is the second most worn shoe in the NBA behind LeBron.
That's right.
So a lot of guys wear it. And he wrote on his shoe, "I am free, thank you, God, I am." And on the other side, where the Nike logo would be, it said, "Logo here."
Yeah, he's a basketball sneaker free agent.
A lot of guys wear his shoes.
He cost himself a lot of money.
I don't think he cares.
He
pretends not to care.
I don't think he cares.
If he cared, he wouldn't do it.
Well, if he didn't care, why would he have logo? He had to write that himself.
I do it for the love.
And gold marker.
Come on, man. You're talking of hundreds of millions of dollars.
I don't think.
What are you doing?
That's my favorite one. The Bruins took on the Avs yesterday, and this was a goal that made it 3-0.
Frederick's one-timer. What gorgeous work from this line tonight.
Probably wondering why I'm playing this.
Because Jack Edwards is a goofball.
Well, so the game was in Colorado. Boston scored that goal. Listen again.
Frederick's one-timer. What gorgeous work from this line
they
tonight.
They played the horn. I got it.
Someone played the goal horn. Someone pushed the button.
Yep.
That's probably Santiago.
Wow.
Oh.
So clearly he rattled you with the offering to make your picks for you.
Yes, that's right.
Now I ask you this, though. If he offered you a pick on the DL.
Guaranteed pick?
Would you take it?
How can you guarantee a pick?
Well, then I don't want
to.
Has to be guaranteed.
He's as close as you're going to get.
He's better than your 1-8 in the last 9.
Now why are you jumping in?
Well, because I have to. Because I have to stay in his head.
You know, how about this? So I have trusted pick advisors that I speak to on a regular basis.
Yeah, they're doing a good job.
Awful job.
Sign them to a long term, yeah.
No, they've all been fired.
I don't know why they're still trusted.
Well, you cleaned house.
I had a Deion Sanders kind of conversation.
Really? Listen, Pops, you're into the NIL. Get out of here. You're going to be in the transfer portal.
So this entire dinner table.
Okay, so this entire time, my father-in-law, who I always talk to, because he watches every second. Like, he loves football, loves it. So, but I've used him for a long time where I'll just throw picks by him and say, what do you think? And he goes, let me check with my guys. So this entire time
he's pathetic, by the way.
No, but he's
go to a guy who then in turn has guys?
No, I thought he had legitimate guys. I thought it was like he had some kind of pay service.
It's going to be the gardener.
I see the problem.
No. He just goes on the internet, and I think Google's like week 14 pay. It's like the CBS panel he's using.
So his guys
So Phil Sims.
There's the panel.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, another person who at one point
we should make him dress up too.
May still be one of Rick's guys. Over the weekend, the Flyers lost to the Devils. John Tortorella, friend of Rick, very upbeat after.
What in your evaluation was the reason for the loss?
I'll leave that alone.
Are you happy with the effort tonight?
Yes. You're asking me dumb questions, guys. Really dumb questions. Jesus. Played our ass off. We done? Thank you.
I love the podium slam. It doesn't get more dramatic.
I love it. So you're asking so dumb quickly. Questions.
He might be the easiest person that I've ever been able to.
He loves the media, huh?
He does. He plays games with them. He likes.
Well, is that? I'm being serious. Are you pleased with your team's effort tonight? Is that an awful question?
No. No, but it leads him to be able to say that we played our our butts off.
It, right. it was a close game they lost, Joe.
Like he said the other day, they asked him about one of his players, and he's like, he's up and down more than a toilet seat.
I got yelled at by my wife, by the way.
Oh, of course you did. Why'd you pee on the toilet seat?
No, she's like, I know you never lift up the seat. I'm like, I do. She's like, you never lift it.
I only sit when I pee at home.
That's a great drop.
That is
a great drop. That is an elite drop. All right, Raymond.
That's how we do it when you're real in Florida.
All right, got the visual on the male. He is naked, doing push-ups at the entrance of the food store here.
Did it happen in Florida?
Because there ain't no better place in the world to live than right here, dude. It should be a 2-drink minimum anywhere you walk in.
Come on vacation, leave on probation.
And you will come back on violation.
All right, this one from Ron Castro. So, in this particular place, there's a program called Shop with a Cop for community children to give back to families in need, right? Resources, they take you to the local store, pick out some things, and away you go. So, the event had like 40 deputies in attendance, all pairing off with kids, take them shopping for different needs.
It's very nice.
Yeah. So, here's a problem, though. One of the parents of one of the kids on the way out, they're, oh, thank you, here you go, was caught by one of the 40 or so deputies in attendance stealing additional items.
Oh, no.
not covered in any way, shape, or form by the program. And
they're giving you free items?
And now you're
stealing in addition to that?
That's right. Oh. So what was supposed to be like a really nice, there was some media there stuff to take pictures. You know, it's like a puff piece article you read. It turned out to being a story of the media there covering a story of a man being escorted out in handcuffs at what was supposed to be a community.
At least the media got two stories in one.
What was supposed to be a community building event. So I ask you, did this happen in Florida?
Oh, look at how charitable our deputies are and how good they are at their jobs.
That's right.
All at the same time.
They're kind people, and they can spot thievery right in front of their faces.
There has been, in my opinion, and there's been some great stories, no story that's ever screamed more Florida than this story.
I'm unsure, but because you seem to have a certain belief in this one, I will follow your lead, Florida.
Are you sure this is the same man just said this?
I only sit when I pee at home.
Yeah, but see, you know what? It's weird. His football picks are so bad. But his Did It Happen in Florida picks are so good.
You take it every opportunity to... I mean, you're not that far ahead of him. Neither am I.
I'm taking shots.
Aren't I 3 games ahead of him?
Yeah, but three could disappear
in
a week.
Up in a weekend.
Oh, okay. Let me know when you pick. He's 0-6 the last 2 weeks.
It's been a bad couple days.
And you're only 3 games up on him.
Yeah, exactly.
Raymond?
I like Rick's line of thinking here. Florida.
All right, Mr. C20P, spot on. St. Cloud,
yes.
Florida. That is Nobservations, India.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.